joining us on the Fan Line. Yes, we are there, by the way, opening day, May 15th.
I didn't give away something, did I?
No. When Sioux City comes in. And joining us, by the way, on the Fan Line, he is the general manager of the Sioux Falls Canaries, Matt Ferguson. Hey, Matt, congratulations on the new job.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Now,
you've
been with the organization, though, for like 4 or 5 years, so it's not like you're trying to learn something brand new, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a new bag of tricks, but no, you're correct. I've been with the teams now. This will be my fifth season of baseball.
Before that, of course, dealt with ticket sales, vice president of sales, and it was nice to see. The ballpark was a lot more full last year. You guys worked pretty hard getting people to the ballpark.
We did. We've seen a real big change over the last two seasons, you know, in the support from the community. Obviously, last year with us going back to the, you know, changing the name back to the Canaries, we saw a resurgence in some of our attendance. But yeah, last year being a record franchise-setting year for us of attendance of people through the ballpark, so it was amazing. It's been awesome.
You know, we talked to Tom Garrity earlier on today, and I always like to find out kind of the marketing side of it and the, you know, what challenges there are when you're dealing with sales and trying to get people out there. From a business side, from your point of view, what is the biggest challenge that you've had with the Canaries trying to maybe reestablish this brand in the community?
You know, everybody's aware of baseball, and that we're around. I mean, we've been around for such a long time, obviously a rich history. But it's just when we play. You know, there's so many games. You know, summer is so short, and we all try to pack in as much as we can, be it kids' sports or vacations, that kind of thing. And you know, we play 50 games in about 110 days. So it's just every other week, you know, we're at the ballpark for a little homestand, be it two or three games, or be it a six or seven game homestand, just to kind of make sure people know that we're around and we're always putting out a good product.
Folks may not know that the ownership group that owns the Sioux Falls Canaries also owns the Sioux Falls Stampede. Remember the Stampede with game three of their series with Waterloo tonight out at the arena. Are you, do you do anything with the Stampede as well, or are you strictly going to be now working for the Canaries?
Nope. Still oversee vice president of sales for the Sioux Falls Stampede. So yeah, bleeding herd tonight. Come out and see us. We got game three. You know, it's a big deal. Our office has been buzzing all day, getting great support. There's still tickets available, but it's gonna be an awesome game. It could be, you know, obviously we're with our time running short at the arena. You never know. So get out and see us while you can.
That's right.
So now that you've been named general manager of the Canaries, what are your duties going to entail?
You know, basically overseeing all of the baseball operations, and including the sales side as well. I oversee the vice president of sales for the baseball team as well. But with the baseball side, I'm lucky. I have two awesome assistant general managers. One of them, Jewel Higby, he's going to be, or he is my assistant general manager on the baseball operations. So anything that has to do with the team, he kind of assists me there. I can oversee that. And then I have Britta Brignello inside on the business operations side. So we all kind of collaborate, you know, once a week. We also include, you know, Steve Shirley, our skipper. Once a week we're getting together and planning spring training. You know, the guys show up in less than 2 weeks, or just about 2 weeks. It's May 1st. So, you know, we're constantly getting together in our war room and getting prepared making sure we, again, put on that great product out on the field.
So when it comes to player personnel, is that something that you're actively involved in, or is that more left up to Skip?
That's more or less left up to Skip. I mean, he'll run some things by me when we're trying to work some numbers in, or maybe work with a guy if he has some, you know, different requests, you know, be it maybe how he's housed or different things like that. Him and I will talk and kind of go over what our options are and stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of that is majority left up to Skip. He sends me the contracts, and he knows his number, what he has to be at. And as long as he's there, him and I are good to go.
Yeah, Skip announced today that veteran infielder, former Pittsburgh Pirate third-round draft pick Shelby Ford, signing with the Canaries. He played 6 years in the Pirates system, and he'll be one of those veteran infielders for the Canaries this year. What about the ticket plans this year? Do you have just season tickets, just single season games, or how are the tickets available for going to a Canaries game this year?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a good point. We do. We have the traditional full season passes that are available to all 50 games. Obviously, a discount off a walk-up, but we've come out with a couple different options, too. We have our perks plan, which you can basically purchase in 10-game increments. You pick the dates you want. You get the same seat. You get some of those benefits of being a season ticket holder. We have a weekender plan where you can get just our Friday, Saturday, Sunday games. And get our infamous season ticket holder mug, where you can fill that 16-ounce puppy up every night with $2 beers or $2 Coke. So, you know, there's awesome advantages to become a season ticket holder, but, you know, those, and then our flex packs. We have something that can fit anybody, that's for sure.
Hey, what about tonight? Tickets available still for the Stampede? Can folks get out to the arena tonight?
We do, yep. Our office just closed down, so we had a special going on via the radio that just ended, but we still have, there was a line over there at the arena earlier. So, yeah, the arena box office is open, and we do have tickets available. And then after the win tonight, the box office is going to be open, and we'll be selling tickets for Friday night's game, game 4, as well. So,
I like that attitude, Matt.
Yeah, we're going to be ready. We're ready to go.
So there you go. So the fans going to the game tonight, remember, when the Stampede win, when you're leaving, box office will be open, so you can go to game 4 tomorrow night. Hey, Matt, congrats on the job. We'll talk a lot more during the season, and we can't wait for baseball to get rolling in Sioux Falls.
Awesome. Hey, guys, I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You got her, man.
Thanks, Matt.
Matt Ferguson, general manager of the Canaries. He's a trip South Dakota native, went to South Dakota State.